A proposed law to ban the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits at pet stores doing business in New York is gaining traction in the state legislature. The measure aims to curb the sales of animals by large-scale commercial breeding operations, commonly known as puppy mills or kitten and rabbit factories. Facilities that mass-produce animals have been cited for neglecting the welfare of those animals through overcrowding, unsanitary conditions, and a lack of proper food, water, and veterinary care. But not everyone thinks a ban on these pet shop sales is a good idea. With us right now, Diane Foss. She is the Ontario County Humane Society's shelter manager. Thank you for joining us.
Sure, glad to.
I understand you are not in favor of this proposed law. What is your argument against it?
My biggest complaint is there's already laws in place to govern these types of operations. They're supposed to be inspected and under the same regulations as such as ourselves with the Humane Society. And they're not providing the boots on the ground to inspect these places regularly, nor to enforce the regulations that we already have on the books. So I think adding another law is just going to muddy the waters and possibly even drive these puppy mills underground and make it worse for the animals because they're not going to be as open about what's there.
Well, you say muddy the waters, but wouldn't cutting off this pipeline of animals coming from these facilities to pet shops be one way to avoid at least those animals being commoditized?
I think that what you're going to see is anybody that is doing that type of care already find other avenues to outlet these pets, and you're going to drive them further underground, and they're not going to be as open. So it's going to be worse for these animals that they're going to see even less people or even see a possible regulator step foot on those properties.
You know, we hear a lot from animal welfare organizations that the message should be adopt and not shop for a pet. You work for an animal welfare group. Do you feel like you're an outlier with your position?
I don't think so. I think that these animals, all, you know, I'd like to see all of our animals adopted, sure, but they may not be the best fit for the families looking. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of this is driven by the public. They want these so-called designer dogs, and that prompts these puppy places to create them for them for a large dollar. And if the public stops demanding, you know, these designer dogs, it may help curb some of these problems.
Yeah, how do we get that message across? How do we get people to not purchase animals that come from these places or are suspected to come from these places if the regulations aren't being enforced and, you know, you don't want to see the ban on the pet store sales? What's a better way to do it?
I think that the governor and the people that regulate this with the Department of Ag and Markets need to get more people in place. They need to close the loopholes and the laws that we already have on the books. And then, and I can speak to this from experience, enforce those laws. When we see cruelty cases ourselves, there's some loopholes, there's lack of enforcement, and so people get off with a slap on the wrist, and there's no real deterrent from the penalty to have them stop what they're doing. So close the loopholes, put people on the ground to regulate and look at these places, and then do the enforcement with stiffer penalties.
You say you speak from experience, and I know back in July or August, your organization took in and cared for nearly 100 extremely sick terriers that came from a horrific situation. It turned out okay. They were adopted and after they were cared for by your organization. But that was more of a hoarding situation, wasn't it? That wasn't a commercial breeding operation.
That's correct, but we have currently a cat case from similar type of circumstances, certainly not as many. There's only was about a dozen that we took out of that situation, but we're still fighting, and that was started last May. So we're talking 9 to 10 months, and we're still not settled. We're still battling in courts. We have another case that's been going on for 2 years over a horse. So we need to get the court system on board with us to do these cruelty cases the way they should be done, because these animals are a living, breathing thing just like us. And we need to enforce the laws and do more than a slap on the hand.
Diane Foss, shelter manager of the Ontario County Humane Society Happy Tails Animal Shelter. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for letting me be heard, and thank you to our public for listening.